And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
And I just want to say, Merry Christmas!
Oh, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, yeah. Get online, get connected to Worship Factory. WorshipFactory.net for you creatives out there that happen to be a Christian. And even if you're not, you can also go to the website and check
it
out.
Okay, you say get connected. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well,
what do they do when they go to the site?
Well, it's not like a match.com. It's not something you go look for a date. It's not a dating service.
But
if it happens to happen.
I'm not going to stop anybody.
Especially those single women that are out there now, Monique Donnelly. Anyway. But anyway.
So what do? They log on.
They go to the website. And
which
then they
is?
Go to the connect at worshipfactory.net.
That's right.
And then you go to the little connect button at the top.
We'll see.
And it says C for connect. And then you go to that and click it. Actually, just go on your little mouse and you click it. And then it'll take you right to the connect page. And then you have to sign up, though. That's the hard part. The good part is free.
And how much does it cost to register these days? And
that's free. I just said it's
F-R-E.
Especially around Christmas time.
Free.
I love that word. Free.
Yeah. So if you're dealing with isolation out there, which most of us creatives do all the time, we worry about being isolated in our little corner and nobody knows who we are, what we're doing, and that we're even a Christian. You know, we want to get into that a little bit as far as that goes. Is what is our faith and are we practicing what the Bible tells us to do? Actually, when we're on a film set or in a recording studio, are we actually living the light in heaven, salt and light, as Monique says?
Yeah, we've got some good guests today. The Beauvilles are in the house.
Yes. You're going to want to hear about what we're going to get into with these two. This is going to be really special. This is going to hit on a lot of cylinders, but as a creative person, this is a show you're going to want to listen to.
Yeah. Husband-wife couple, both actors.
So cool.
Good story.
Singers.
Yeah, musicians.
Cool people.
Amazing.
Yeah, they are pretty high on the cool factor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Way up.
Way up there.
Thank God we have cool guests, because us in the studio, I'm
that's
not
what it's all
so
about.
Sure.
Hey, no. My cool factor goes up just by being in the room with them.
Oh.
That's nice. Right.
You're cool anyway, though, Rod.
Hey, cool friends. So the whole Connect thing, what do they do when people get there? They log on.
They
what
put
they
their
do?
Information in. They can also post their videos in, and they can post their music. They can do a lot of things. It's like a Facebook,
and kind of
a MySpace, a Twitter, whatever you'd like to do, kind of.
The whole idea is to connect. So you're going to put your profile out there. What do you do? I play music. I'm in movies.
Profile. How's this? Hold on. Is that a good profile?
That's why we're on radio. That was not a good profile.
Profile. My profile's on the
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Post office
you put your profile in, but then everybody else has put their profile in. So now you can begin to connect. I want to find another writer. I want somebody that I can try to write a song with. There's lots of people who have put that out there, and you can begin to connect and do things together. That's the goal.
And the beauty is that you know, most everyone on there is going to be a brother and sister in Christ and can encourage you not only in your art, in your form, but, you know, even have that spiritual aspect. Imagine that, to be encouraged and prayed for, and got to love that.
Yeah, because we meet people all the time who say, I didn't know that person was a Christian.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were so many creative Christians on the planet, let alone just in our area. So it's pretty amazing once you start connecting and you see that network of the creative people
and
God's put together.
To be completely honest, in this industry, you get a lot of work by who you know. And if a fellow singer or an actor knows of a good role that would be good for you, I mean, the more people you know, the more you can refer people, more people are going to be working. And so get connected.
Mm-hmm. That's how this business is run, actually, in Hollywood, is actually who you know is so important. And the amazing thing is we know the person that needs to be known, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Here in Worship Factory. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM with Kempton, Rod, and Monique. And we're actually spending some time next segment with Kirk and Joni Beauville.
Hey,
right here.
There's a contest going on, right?
Yes, it's been going on for a while now. We've got a couple of entries, but we want to spark some interest. Okay, we have a CD of our artists that we've had on. It's going to be a sampler CD. It's going
pretty,
to be wonderful.
Pretty good artists,
really,
I have to
really cool. This is
mention.
Up there with Wow CDs and all those things
they're
that
you've amazing,
seen.
Yeah.
Well, we thought, let's have our listeners contribute the artwork for that. So we've
got
a contest, and we're inviting you to put just a 4.5 by 4.5 CD cover together for this.
Does it have to be like real photos or drawings or paintings? What kind of
all
artwork?
The above.
All the
anything
above.
Artwork.
It could be finger paint.
It can be, you know, like Dark
Digital
Side
stuff.
Of the Moon. It can be, yeah, not the White Album, because that's yeah. already been done.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
And that's white.
That's cheesy.
Okay.
Right.
A little artistic would be nice. But, yeah, something that you think fits for Worship Factory and what we're about.
What
that's what we'd really like to
see. The idea of Worship Factory. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it.
So you can submit that at info@worshipfactory.net, and we'll post that, the winner, and you will be a guest on our radio show.
Woohoo!
That's right. And you get to meet Art. That'll be your highlight.
Art. Yes, our engineer. He pretty much rocks.
That's it. We're not talking about art, and we're talking about art that you write or draw or whatever. Because it's actually a person in studio with us.
That's right.
It's another art. It's art form.
We like to say it's all about art.
All about art.
Hey, there's one more thing we want to hear from you guys about. We want to hear your story, right, Rod?
Yeah. That's story. The heart of what we're trying to do here at Worship Factory is we think if you hear the story, like you're going to hear of Kurt and Joni Beauville, you're going to be really not just impressed but inspired that the story tells us what God can do and maybe what God can do in me. And now, everybody out there that's listening, you've got a story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so we're saying your story might inspire somebody else.
Yeah,
we want to hear that.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, we had Hannah Frendel, who, you know, editor-in-chief of Unleashed Beauty, the magazine for young Christian women.
Yeah.
And they were saying that the most hits they get on their website are the girls' stories.
Yeah.
Where, you know, what is your story? And because people want to see firsthand, what is God doing in your life? Can God do that same kind of thing for me?
Right.
So we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what is your story. Post it, blog it. We want to read it. We're interested in what God's doing in your life.
Yeah, again, info@worshipfactory.net is the easy way to get a hold of us. But you go on our website, you can be on Connect, you can blog, videos, pictures, all those things you can post on there as well.
Cool.
You know, you may be driving down the road, too, and just need prayer or support, or you may be, you know, this time of year, there's so many people that are suffering and struggling without a doubt during the Christmas holidays. I think about it, and I watch the news constantly, and you see these guys that are running down the street shooting people and doing all these things out there as far as that goes. During this time, we know that it's a really desperate and very lonely and very financially devastating. Family may not be around or whatever it is, but we want you to know that we love you here at Worship Factory, and we're there for you as much as we can be. Get in contact with us. Get in contact with somebody as far as that goes, because we will pray with you. We will be with you. Whatever we can do here at the show, this is dedicated. We are dedicated to the Lord's service here. We are servants. We've only been chosen by God to be here behind these microphones. But if you need help, there is help out there.
And I just want to point out, too, that we are not perfect people. We're not preachers. We're not, we don't have our, you know, we're not saying we're holier than thou. I myself am having a hard time this Christmas. It's my first time without my two girls for 2 weeks for Christmas. And so I need your prayers, too. And we're a family. And, so we need you guys, you know, as part of our family, too. So pray for us, and we want to pray for you. And that's what the body of Christ is about, you know, to be that love.
Yeah, that's an important thing. And I want to tag on that, because what we have here at Worship Factory is as close to a family as you're going to get without your family.
Yeah.
We're sincere about that. God has put something very unique together, and we're in our hearts reaching out to you. And if we can help in any way, we can pray for you.
Yeah.
Please let us know.
We love you. And I just want you to know right now, as you're listening to this program, God loves you. He's crazy about you. And there's nothing in this earth that matters more. You are valuable and you are loved. And God sent his only son to die for you. And there's no greater love that anyone has than to give up their life. And that is exactly what God did when he sent his son. He wants so much to be in a relationship with you that he gave up his only son to come into this world, to be Emmanuel, God with us. Mm. So just know right now that you are loved. And I don't care what your work situation is, your family situation, if you're stuck in a hurt habit or a hang up, God loves you and he wants you to feel that and know that. And he wants to breathe new life in you. He wants creativity to come from you. And he wants a new story to happen in you. And that's what Worship Factory is about, is letting God breathe new life into you, breathe creativity through you. And you are made in his image. And God is our creator. And he wants to bring new creation from you. So let him.
Yeah, you're to be a new creation in Christ. I was thinking about that the other day. How great is that? Life in Christ is about being a new creation, creative. So God, right from the beginning, gives you a new start. Then we as believers need to go ahead and launch.
Yep.
You know, let's be creative. Let's go in new directions. And we hear from Kurt and Joni, you're going to hear about launching in new directions.
Yeah.
You know, we're not out here either to hold whatever you've got against yourself against you. We have been called to love you as you are. And I think that here at Worship Factory, it doesn't matter. We all have baggage. We all have stuff. We've all been through stuff. And we all continue to go through stuff. So if you're driving and you happen to just be turning on the radio and maybe you're not a Christian, maybe you don't even know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But I will tell you, as far as that goes, that we're here to love you no matter where you're at.
That's right.
So it's so important for us to show love as Jesus Christ has commanded us to do so with one another.
Right.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. You are in studio with John Kempton Bryan and Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly here in studio. We want to know your stories out there. We want to know exactly what you're going through, but we also want to know, you know, how we can pray for you, how we can, what we can do to encourage you. We want to know what we can do to support you. Maybe you've got an event that's going on out there that you could, you know, you use the support with. We're here. We say all the time here at Worship Factory, we are given a voice that those don't have a voice, and we're given a louder voice that those that need one. So that's what we're all about here, and we really want to be that as our guiding light. We've been called by Jesus Christ, no one else, and we've been called. And the thing is interesting enough in the mission fields, when you've been called, it's also a lot of responsibility that comes with it. But we are proud of having the responsibility that Jesus Christ has given us here at Worship Factory. So we are here for you. We're here to guide you. We're here to love you. And most of all, as far as that goes, we're here to encourage you. We'll be right back with the Bovilles right here at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM.
How quickly dreams fade. All these plans you make for your life. Come judgment day, can you say that you know Christ? Can you say that you know Christ?